Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the 23rd day of Sivan, Tavshin Pei Beis. Masechta Trumos, Perek Sheni, Mishnah Dalad. Ein Tormin Mimin al Sheina Mina. We cannot take truma from one species for food of another species. For example, you can't take wheat and give that as truma for barley or give dates for figs. Bim Torim, if he did do it, ain't trumosa truma. Even if he did it b'di'avad, we say the truma will not be valid. Where do we learn this from? Some say we learn it from a pasuk, kadogon min ha-goyren v'chamleh min ha-yakev. Like the grain from the threshing floor, like the fullness from the, or produce from the press. It means dogon, grain comes from a threshing floor. That's what you give it for the other grain. Others learn it from a pasuk in Bamidbar there, v'hare moisem mimeno, you shall set apart from it. From which we learn from it. You take from one species for that species, not from somewhere else. Others actually learn from the word mimeno, don't read it as mimeno, they read it as miminoi, as if it would say, you shall separate from its kind. Reading as if it had a yud in it, miminoi. And yet in the Bavli, they learn it out of a posuk where it says, again, in that same parsha in Korach, kol chelev yitzor v'chol chelev tirish v'dogon, the best of the oil and the best of the wine and grain. Why does it need to say chelev twice? The Torah is telling us, give a chelev of this, give a chelev of that. Since it says twice the word chelev, it's telling us, you take separately from the oil for oil, you take separately from the wine for wine, but you don't take oil for wine or wine for oil. Says the Mishnah further, kol min chitim, all types of wheat, whether it's red color, whether it's white color, Erod is considered one species as far as truma, and you can take one for the other. Kol min ta'anim, all types of figs, whether they're black or white, or grogeres, or dried figs, or dvela, or pressed figs, they're pressed in a cake, in a circle. Erod, all considered one species, v'torem miza alze, and one can take what from one for the other. For example, you can take fresh figs and give that as truma for dried figs, and vice versa. Kol mokim sheyesh kohen, says the Mishnah, wherever there is a kohen around and you're able to give him the truma straight away, turim min hayofeh, one should give from the better quality produce. So, in the case of figs, fresh figs are always better than dried figs, so you would have to give him fresh figs for the dried figs, because ta'anim are nicer. Fresh figs are nicer than dried. But what happens, v'chol mokim sheyin kohen, if there's no kohen around? So the person separating the truma will have to keep that truma until a kohen comes around or until he goes and brings it to a kohen somewhere else. Well, then, terim min hamiskayim. The truma that should be given from produce which will last longer. Dried figs will last a lot longer than fresh figs, and therefore one should give the dried figs. This is the opinion of the Tanakhama, and that is the halacha. However, Rabbi Huda Omer, lo'olam hu terim min hayofeh. He argues, he says, one always uses the best quality produce to use that as the truma, even if it won't last as long, even if there's no coin around, and it might get spoiled by the time he gets the coin. Doesn't matter. He learns from the pasuk there in Korach, it says, baharimchem eschel boy mimenu, when you separate its fat or its best portion. You always separate the best portion and don't worry about what might happen to it or if the coin will have it spoiled by the time he gets it. That's not your business. You separate always the best. As we said, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is we do take into account whether there is how long it's going to keep if the coin's not around. Mishnah Hay. Tormin botzel cotton shalem v'loi chatzi botzel gadol. One gives as truma a whole small onion rather than giving half of a large onion. Even though half of the large onion may be bigger in size than a small onion, in that complete, nevertheless, you should give the one who gives as truma a small onion that's complete because it lasts longer. Some learn that our Mishnah is talking about a case where there's no coin around. As the Tanakhama learned in the previous Mishnah, we give something that will last longer. A small onion that's complete will last longer. Others learn, even in a place where there is a coin, one should give the small onion that's complete. Even though it's smaller in size, but it's nicer and better quality than giving half of a big onion. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Loiki. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, we do not give as truma a complete onion, if it's smaller, rather one should give the half onion, that's half of a big onion, which will be bigger than the small onion in size. That, says Rabbi Yehuda, is nicer. Rabbi Yehuda follows his shitta that we learned in the previous Mishnah, that you always give min hayofa, you give the nicer one, even if it doesn't last as long. V'chein hoya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda used to say, termin betzolim mibnei hamedina. He says you should give as truma onions that come from the cities, city-grown onions, which are a better quality, al ha-kufrim, for the onions that are grown in the village onions, because they're smaller, even if they keep longer, the village onions. Ava lo min ha-kufrim al ha-bnei medina. But don't use the village-grown onions for as truma for the city-grown onions, the b'nei hamedina. And that's because the onions that grow in the city are a higher quality, and they're used for the politicians. They're used for the big shots, machal politikin, for the high society. And the fact that they use the city onions, high society, tells us that they were more choshuv, more important, or more worthy than the village onions, more high quality than the village onions.